The big question for many parents, students, and teachers right now is, what will school look like this fall, and when will school even start? The state is allowing districts to push back the first day of classes by 10 days to mid-September without having to make up that time. For more on what the fall might look like and what challenges teachers face, we're joined this morning by Jessica Tang, president of the Boston Teachers Union. Good morning, and thanks very much for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning. Glad to be here for this very important conversation.
So the teachers union in Boston was one of three unions that reached a deal with the state that allows districts to push back the start of classes, as we mentioned. What do you hope, Jessica, can be accomplished in that time, during that delay?
If we're going to make this school year as productive as we can be, we really need to front end a lot of the preparation that needed to happen in order to have a smooth reopening and a smooth transition, whether it be as much as we can back in person, or if there's a surge, being able to quickly and nimbly move back to remote learning. It just takes a whole lot of logistics, facilities upgrades for safety and health and protocols, but also, of course, teaching and learning, technology platforms. A lot of what we've learned from the spring could have been avoided if we do the proper planning and front-end professional development. From everything from safety to technology to instruction and pedagogy to trauma-sensitive training to also racial equity work, too.
You've got a long list there. I'm wondering, I'm sure you're getting an earful. I'm wondering, what are the biggest concerns you're hearing from your teachers?
So by far and above everything else is about health and safety. I mean, this is a completely new virus. So there's still a lot that's being learned about it. And so there's a lot of fear and anxiety, and the health and safety's got to come first. And we've gotten very little reassurances that there are going to be necessary protocols in place to ensure the safety of our families and students and educators.
So you're not positive that teacher and student safety will be properly in place for this fall if there's in-class learning?
No, I do not currently, because we are being asked to do everything with the same amount of funding that we had before, which we already know is insufficient. And so the federal government needs to step in. We need the HEROES Act. We need the state to step up too and fully fund the Student Opportunities Act. And if we want to get this done again safely, thoughtfully, and successfully for the whole school year, we've got to do a lot of the front loading now.
You know, we're hearing that several New England Patriots players are being allowed to opt out of playing football this fall in the coronavirus pandemic. Should teachers be allowed to opt out from teaching class in person?
Yes, I do think so, as should parents be able to make the choice that's best for their child, too, of whether or not to put their students back in school or not.
If all or some classes are taught online this September, are teachers better prepared than they were in March when schools closed?
Yes, I do believe so. There was, you know, that our educators really went above and beyond everything from delivering, you know, helping to deliver 30,000 Chromebooks to our Boston Public School students, to delivering meals and food, and just everything you can think of. Our teachers were out there making supply kits and doing home visits. And we learned so much. Because again, it was a scramble. It was everyone working 24/7 to try to do the best they could, figuring out new technology. And generally, people have a better understanding now. You know, not everyone knew what Zoom was before, and now everyone knows. Or Google Classroom, how to use that, or Seesaw, all these different platforms. I've learned about dozens of new applications that teachers have tried out over the last spring and over the summer too, continuing to improve upon those practices. So people will definitely be better prepared. But if we want everyone to have consistency and be on the same page, that's why we need that front-loaded time in the phase and approach that we've advocated for.
There are parents pushing for schools to reopen this fall for in-person classes. What do you say to them?
This has certainly been a challenge for everyone, and we understand the need and the want to get back to in-school person schooling, but we're asking for patience and understanding this completely unprecedented pandemic. We're literally recreating school in a way that's never been done before.
All right, last question, your prediction for the fall. Will there be school in September, and what will it look like?
Right now, based on what I know, at least in Boston, we are not prepared to go back in person right now with all the necessary safety, health, and protocols. Is there still time? I think so, but I do realistically think that we're going to be going back remote first And then we need to phase in and bring our highest need students back first, again, ensure that there are health and safety protocols and all of these logistics that need to be figured out. And then as that goes, hopefully well, we can continue to bring more and more students back in person, unless, of course, the community health indicators show that it's not safe and that we need to go back to remote learning, which I think is, again, no matter what, going to be a reality throughout this school year.
Jessica Tang, president of the Boston Teachers Union, thanks very much and good luck.
Thank you.